Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Carolina may be getting closer to that coveted eight-man rotation. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Among the problems that surfaced over the recent basketball season was the Tar Heels' inability to settle on the first three subs off the bench, which played less than 22% of their total 6,725 minutes, among the lowest in the country. The generally accepted standard in college ball is a starting five and three top reserves, the first wing player off the bench, the first big man off the bench, and a backup point guard. It helps with more versatility, like in UNC's offense, when the 2-3 and 4-5 men are almost interchangeable. Carolina never got there, which resulted in too much pressure on the first five and a lack of confidence among whoever was hoping to get playing time off the bench. It resulted in one of the worst outside shooting teams in program history and unproductive reserves. Hubert Davis may be on his way to solving that with a formula that is basically addition by subtraction. Puff Johnson, who averaged 16 minutes as the de facto sixth man, is the fourth to enter the portal following Justin McCoy, Tyler Nickel, and Dontrezz Stiles. That attrition may result in a more set rotation now that Amando Bacot is taking his expected super senior year. That is a huge get for Davis since UNC's all-time rebounder can't be replaced by any transfer. If the axiom applies that most improvement comes between the first two seasons, rising sophomore Jalen Washington could become a high-low post presence and a lethal combo with Bacot. The first big guy off the bench could be 6'10 sophomore Will Shaver, incoming 4-star 6'9 freshman Zayden High, or possibly 6'10 Jaron Stevenson from Pittsburgh Seaforth, should he sign with the Tar Heels and reclassify from a senior in high school to a college freshman. However it shakes out, that will be more game depth and certainly added competition and practice than Bacot and Pete Nance were getting. The backup point guard to R.J. Davis is set with sophomore Seth Trimble, a passive defender who needs to work on his shot in the offseason. The fourth and fifth starters and possibly first wing sub may depend on whether Caleb Love enters the portal or NBA draft. If Love leaves, 6'5 junior DeMarco Dunn would not be a surprise starter after showing off his athleticism and shooting potential in a limited role. Also, 4-star 6'4 incoming freshman combo guard Simeon Wilcher is likely in the mix somewhere. Then there's the portal, from which Davis and staff try to solidify an eight-man rotation who all know their roles and minutes per game. Fingers crossed. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.